the purpose of reviewing the tax record with the home seller is you want to be able to ask them on the phone call, by the way, the tax assessor says your square footage is 4,207 or 2,400, whatever. Be able to say that. When a seller's basement is finished, oftentimes they'll correct you and say, oh, it's not 2,407. It's more like 3,407. And you could say it, that's the main floor in the upper level. That's what we're seeing. But the tax assessor doesn't have the lower level, you know, in your square footage. I'm just reading right off your tax record. Again, the reason sellers want their square footage higher, it drives down their price per square foot. And as you know, as a realtor, the lower level can often be finished for 20, 25%, 30% on the high side compared to putting a room addition upstairs. They're not even the same ballpark, the price per square foot. A lower level is such lower cost to put in than anything on the main level. And again, sellers want big square footage, count the basement, so their price per square foot is low. However, just have the dialogue with them. It's one of the reasons you want to have it in front of you when you're making that call. In addition, last thing to say about the realist tax record, and that is it's going to show an AVM price. And you want to be able to say, what's interesting is the AVM, which isn't always right, says the house is worth, you know, about 430 something. Now, I've done my analysis, and in any case, it says that, and don't say anything about it. See what the seller says. We're going to listen to the Zillow audio in a moment here, and this here's where I challenge the seller about what they think their price is. But you threw out the AVM price to get things rolling, and let's end this and move on to the next audio.